safe and fun for the whole family and part of our Shine family, registered psychologist and founder of Eckerd Center, Kimberly Eckerd. Good morning.
Good morning.
This is a great topic. We've been talking about languishing versus flourishing, and you'll have more to say on that today.
That's right. So last week we talked about the dual continuum model, and our brave, smart listeners stayed with it so that they could understand it. And today we're talking about, well, what is languishing? Languishing has been described as feeling kind of meh or blah. But according to Dr. Corey Keyes, a psychologist and sociologist, he says this description really doesn't do the term justice. Dr. Keyes has created a 14-question measurement tool that actually can tell us where we're at on the languishing to flourishing continuum. He says that people who languish don't feel they belong to a community, aren't making much of a contribution to the world, don't like most parts of their personality, don't have warm and trusting relationships, aren't being challenged to become a better person, don't feel confident to think or express their own ideas and opinions, their life has no meaning or direction, and they don't feel happy or satisfied with their life. It's not one of these things, Mike, but it's the whole combination. So you have to have the absence of at least 17 of the 14 signs of flourishing. To languish is to lose or never have many of the good things in life that make our lives matter and meaningful. This is why people who languish sometimes describe themselves as dead or feeling like they're dying inside. So if you or your children stay there too long, languishing will put you or your kids at risk for a whole host of problems, not the least of which is depression.
Hmm. Great information, Kimberly. Thank you.
Yes.
We will continue. This is a big topic, so we're stretching it out over the weeks ahead, but a very important topic as well. For now, I did want to highlight you've got more people joining your team.
That's right. We've added 3 new team members. We're so excited to have them here. They are incredibly skilled, compassionate, and passionate psychologists and counselors. And I really encourage you to check out EckerdCenter.com. You can go to our About Us page to see pictures and bios, or you can click the Appointment tab, and you can also see pictures and bios and books your appointment with one of our staff here at Eckerd Center.
Okay. You can do that at EckerdCenter.com and maybe a free initial visit. Thanks to Kimberly, blessing one member of our Shine family each week. To get in on that draw, you can check out the contest page at ShineFM.com. Well, Kimberly, I hope you have a great day, and we'll talk again next Wednesday.
Thanks, Mike. And for anybody who wants to hear the full podcast conversation between you and I, please go to our website and click podcast
at EckerdCenter.com.